Tommy McNeil. The G7 summit has ended in France with President Trump saying that he's open to meeting with Iran's leader. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Summit host Emmanuel Macron says there's now a roadmap for ending the nuclear impasse between Washington and Tehran and hopes the two presidents will meet in the coming weeks. President Trump says he's willing.
If the circumstances were correct or the right, I would certainly agree to that.
Macron and other world leaders have been trying to salvage the nuclear deal from which Trump pulled the U.S. last year. Macron made the surprise move of inviting Iran's top diplomat to the summit. And even though the president did not meet with him, says he feels good about progress on a deal.
It may not be immediately, but I think ultimately we're going to do something.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Leaders of the group of seven wealthy nations agreed to release more than 20 million of emergency aid to help countries battle wildfires in the Amazon rainforest. French President Emmanuel Macron said this on Monday. We get more from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
The aid package comes as tensions flare between Macron and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Macron last week accused the conservative Bolsonaro of lying about his environmental commitments. Bolsonaro, who wants to open the Amazon to more farming and mining, on Sunday mocked Macron's wife on Facebook, and on Monday he questioned Macron's intentions. So far, nearly 80,000 fires have been recorded in Brazil this year through the weekend. Many of those fires are thought to have been started deliberately. Some 44,000 troops are stationed in the northern Amazon region to help. Officials say the G7 plan would be rolled out in two stages. The first stage involves sending firefighters and water bombers. The second involves protecting the forests and their biodiversity, then reforesting the region. Macron added that the G7 would draw up an initiative for the Amazon to be launched next month at the UN General Assembly.
Reuters, Nathan Frandino. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump voiced new optimism Monday that a trade deal could be reached with China to end the tit-for-tat war between the world's two largest economies. Mr. Trump told reporters at the G7 summit that China had called top U.S. trade representatives and said, "Let's get back to the table." He said that the vice premier, Liu He, China's top trade negotiator, wants to make a deal. And he says that says it all. But the U.S. leader quickly added that this has to be a deal that's better for us, meaning America. He again cited the wide trade surplus China has enjoyed for years over the U.S. That's $419 billion more in exports to the United States than in America in the goods it's bought in 2018. A coalition of 19 U.S. states in Washington, D.C. announced it will sue the federal government to stop a new rule that would allow migrants seeking asylum in the United States to be detained indefinitely. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the new rule would violate the Flores Agreement, which stipulates that a child cannot be held in immigration detention more than 20 days.
This notion that you can indefinitely intern the children in this state is perverse, unconscionable, clearly in violation of Flores, and clearly warrants this action.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra noted that the 20 state attorneys generals have declared support for the cause.
Those 20 AGs are taking on the Trump administration because we wish to protect children. We wish to protect them from irreparable harm, which may be caused by this unlawful detention orchestrated by the Trump administration.
The rule, published on Friday, is set to take effect in October. The Trump administration argues that migrants with children bet on getting a quicker hearing because of the detention limit. With a draft peace agreement between the United States and the Afghan Taliban circulating after 10 months of negotiations, the insurgent group is pushing a new media campaign, boasting about what it describes as a success of its past strict Islamic rule. The Taliban was routinely condemned for brutal rule and violent tactics during its time in power in Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, when it denied nearly all girls and women access to education and imposed strict rules over everyday life, like a ban on television. With the group on the verge of signing a peace agreement with the U.S., which could see an end to the 18-year-old Afghan war and the departure of U.S. and coalition troops by the end of 2020, it is revisiting its tenure and power. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.